I lovingly refer to as the summer crud. Do you, have you guys gotten that? You know, where it's like...
We don't have time
I've
for
had
that.
It since February.
That's what's going on. But I have no idea.
It's just we're in the summertime. You feel like crud and you can't, you know, there's nothing you can do. You just got like, you're tired and you feel exhausted and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're hoping that he's feeling better. But you guys are here this morning to talk about new movies in theaters. What's going on?
Yeah, we got a couple of movies this week. The first one is one of those that, you know, most of your so-called movie critics refer to as being a dark comedy.
Which means you won't like it.
Well, to me, that term's a little racist. I prefer to just call it crap.
That's what I thought.
Oh, well, let's see if this sounds dark at all. Ben Kingsley stars in this, and he's an alcoholic hitman that works for the mob in Buffalo, New York. Yeah. And here is, well, actually, you know, they say that interventions really help an alcoholic try to get help, right? Well, if the intervention is led by the mob boss, there's just no way you can't do exactly what the boss says.
You've got a problem, Frank. I want you to go to San Francisco and get into AA. But you don't work for us anymore.
You need a new environment.
What, they don't have beer there?
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, so he is off, of course, to San Francisco to get things straight. He also gets a job helping a mortician, and he meets the love of his life, played by Taya Leone.
I love her.
Yeah, and then, of course, the so-called family calls him and tells him they need help, so he has to head back and take care of business.
Aha!
Now, for me, I think the whole movie is in the premise. I mean, alcoholic hitman joins AA and gets a job at a funeral home. If you're like, I can't picture it, then see the movie and you'll be like, oh, okay, now I understand what you're talking about. Because, I mean, just not much happens in it. And it's kind of got that dark, low-budget look to it that I don't think serves it well. And some of the characters in this are a little annoying, even though I love a lot of the actors that are in it. Their characters just kind of bugged me. And the soundtrack in this, good God, Jenny. I mean, it is like something really old foreign people would listen to. I mean, it almost did kill me. I couldn't take the soundtrack.
That's interesting because movies nowadays tend to have amazing soundtracks.
I know, but for some reason, this just wasn't my kind of music. And it was throughout the whole thing. I mean, every scene had the same bling, bling, bling until you wanted to blow your head off.
It was, oh, no. Wow.
Or maybe just me.
Tell me how you really feel, John.
But the mob bosses in this are pretty cool. And Dawn will tell you some of it's funny. I don't know if she saw a blooper reel or something. I didn't, but
no, actually I just saw the movie. And as far as dark comedies go, this actually isn't too bad. And even though probably nobody's gonna go see this movie, it isn't horrible. So on our movie night traffic light, we are gonna rate You Kill Me is a yellow.
Luke Wilson's also in it.
Yeah.
Luke Wilson's in it.
Was he funny? Was he good? Or
he's not really funny. He doesn't do much in it either.
He's a little funny.
Dawn. Okay. I'm like, okay, Bill one Pullman, side, other side.
Bill Pullman looks like a pedophile or something in this. He's really creepy.
Maybe we should stop talking. This movie's bringing out
it's a dark movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll judge no movie based on the color of its comedy. I'm not that kind of person. Uh-huh. But I mean, I didn't laugh any. Dawn thought some of it was clever. But
yeah, I thought it was pretty.
So it's middle of the road, you know.
Okay, so our other movie, we actually sat near one another, which Dawn promptly forgot.
She's like,
oh, wow, I was in a coma.
You saw the movie? I was like, yeah,
I was sitting
two seats from you.
Yeah, next of course is this is Harry Potter, who's probably the biggest thing out of England since Madonna. Order of the Phoenix, that's right.
And we know from the last movie that Voldemort is back, and that's clearly not
Ray
a good thing.
Fiennes plays Voldemort, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until they were rolling the credits. I was like, that is amazing.
It's kind of cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, it doesn't really, you wouldn't know that.
You can't tell because he's all scarified.
Exactly. Well,
that is a technical term that you can
use. I really didn't know who Voldemort was until he ran the credits, so whatever.
Well, here's a clip of Sirius Black telling Harry Potter what he thinks Voldemort might be after.
Voldemort may be after something.
Sirius.
Something he didn't have last time.
You mean, like a weapon?
No, that's enough. He's just a boy. You say much more and you might as well induct him into the order straight away.
Good, I want to join. If Voldemort's raising an army, then I want to fight.
I want to fight. Harry Potter, what a good kid.
Yeah, you know, though, the problem is not too many people believe him that Voldemort is back, except for his friends, of course.
Right.
So they decide to secretly hone their magical skills and get ready for the big battle. But they have to do it very carefully because the Ministry of Magic will do, as you know, anything to keep it secret, even if it is Voldemort really just wants Harry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what can you say about this? It's Harry Potter, right? It's huge. But, for me, the whole thing seems a little ridiculous, Jenny.
Oh,
I mean,
John, we're going to get into it.
Even by fantasy movie standards, it's a little crazy,
no,
isn't it?
But it's not because, well, my opinion was that I loved it. It was funny to me, though, because it seemed like all these different pieces of some of like my favorite movies. Like I saw a little bit of Dead Poets Society where the students were all on their own and learning their magic. And that was really, really gorgeous. And then, you know, of course, Harry's got the evil inside of him that he's trying to fend off. So there's like Return of the Jedi in there. And you know what I mean?
Wow, I'm sold.
Well, there are bits and pieces of it that I just thought all came together. I really enjoyed it. And you know what I thought was the coolest part was like the cinematography. And I mean, how do they do that nowadays?
You just want to read off my sheet
of
paper?
No, I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Because that's exactly what I said. I mean, this one I thought was a lot more normal than the one other that I've seen. I mean, the whole evil coming back from
there was one that was just off the wall. It was really hard to follow.
Yeah. I mean, I struggled a little following this one even, but it is fundamentally a good story. And when you start watching it, I mean, the part where the kids band together to fight
Learn
the evil school administration,
yeah.
all that. I mean, I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. And I really like, I think for me, Harry Potter is all about the characters. And there are some great characters in this. You know, the school administrator and all that were just people that you loved to hate.
Oh,
I mean, very colorful characters.
Like, I think I said out loud, I really want to punch her.
Yeah, you did, actually. I do remember that part. Yeah.
And you're right. Visually, I mean, it's amazing. It's just very impressive visually. So
how did they do that? I mean, I don't know. I thought it was
millions and millions of dollars.
Millions.
That's
yeah.
how they do
it. Yeah.
And you know, coming from somebody too that hasn't read any of the books, and the last movie was hard for me to follow. I didn't really know what was going on. And I think because a lot of the characters were kind of the same in this one, I got this one. And I really found it entertaining. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix a green. And for anybody that hasn't seen the movie yet, come tonight to Elkhorn Theater and see the 7:15 showing and go on our TV show and tell us
what
you
we'll catch
it.
You when you come out at about 11:30. No, maybe it's not that long.
It's not that long. It felt really long, though.
It felt
I remember
long, but
sitting
yeah.
there going, huh, this
almost
seemed,
2.5 hours.
Yeah, this seems pretty long, but that'll be featured on the CW. You guys
right.
have your very own show.
12:30 Saturday afternoons. You can hear these reviews with completely different opinions. No,
and we like to keep it a big mystery.
Brought to you by Marshall's Jewelers. Good folks at Marshall's make that possible. So.
Don and John with our movie night traffic light. You can log on to our website, 929themountain.com. Click on Jenny and Blake in the morning and movie night traffic light. Or you can also just head straight to movie night traffic light. Great to see you guys.
Oh, thanks, great to see
Jenny.
You.
And we'll have you in next Friday.
Sounds good.
Feel better, Blake.
Oh, yeah. Feel better, Blake. We definitely hope we'll have him back next week. Killers coming up with Mr. Brightside and the Dave Matthews Band up next on the Mountain.